Chazar zeichen nesha bachiches v'shag mevam Yehuda mesech de beyodaf yud gimel. Abaye said the machloek between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi mentioned previously is only regarding stalks of grain. However, regarding kidney, as all would agree that they become tevel when they're bundled, even if they were not threshed and smoothed into piles. Fact number, maybe we can say that the Mishnah is approved to Abaye. The Mishnah says that if one has a bundle of tilson that is tevel, he must only take truma based on the amount of seed, not on the amount of stems, even though the stems of tilson taste like the seeds. Presumably, this follows Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that although bundled stalks of grain don't become tevel, bundled kidneys, like tilson, do become tevel. The Mishnah says, no raya, the Mishnah may follow Rebbe, and would therefore not be approved to Abaye. In fact, if it follows Rebbe, why give the case of tilson? Even stalks of grain would become tevel in this way. The Mishnah says, even according to Rabbi Yosi, it would be a bigger chiddush to say other types of kidneys besides tilson, because other kidneys are actually threshed and smooth, so it would be a bigger chiddush to discuss those. The reason the Mishnah discusses tilson is to teach that truma need only be given for the amount of the seeds, even though the stem tastes like the seeds as well. Therefore, maybe that the Mishnah follows Rebbe as well. Another version says that Abaye said, Machloik is only regarding stalks of grain. However, all agree that kidneys does not become tevel when they're simply bundled. And according to this, the Mishnah that we just quoted above discusses tilson of tevel, presumably tevel in regard to truma. Mar says the Mishnah is referring to tevel in regard to truma's meiser, which gets such status as soon as the tilson is given the designation as meiser, even if it was taken before the truma was given. If so, Fakhtumara, why does the Mishnah say that he has to crush the stalks to remove the seed? Why can't the Levi say, just as I got meiser and unprocessed stalks, I may also give the trumas meiser to the kohen and unprocessed stalks? Rava said the Levi has to process the stalks as a penalty for having taken the meiser before the truma was given. We find this requirement in a braisa as well. Fakhtumara, how can the Mishnah say that he gives trumas meiser based on an estimation as to how much seed there is? Trumas meiser must be given on an exact measurement, a tenth. Mar says the Mishnah says the Mishnah follows Abba Lozer and Gimel, who learns from a pasuk that Trumas Meiser may be given by estimation just like regular Truma. We said above that if Meiser is taken before the Truma was separated, it automatically becomes Tevel with regard to the Trumas Meiser. Rav explains, since it gets the status of Meiser, it gets status of Tevel for Trumas Meiser as well. Rish Lakish said, if a Levi takes Meiser before the Truma obligation took place, he only has to give Trumas Meiser, he doesn't have to give the Truma Gedoyla. Basically, he learns from a pasuk. Papa asked, maybe based on the pasuk we should say that he need not give both trumas, even if he took the ma'aseh after the truma obligation, but before it was actually taken. Abaye said another pasuk teaches that the Levi does need to give regular truma. So that pasuk must be referring to a case where the Levi took it after there was already a truma gedolah obligation, but before truma gedolah was separated. In that case, the Levi will have to give both types of truma, sai truma gedolah, sai truma ma'aseh. Zaktumar Mishnah says if one peels off kernels from the stalks, he may eat them without giving Meiser. If he peels them off one by one and eats them as he peels them off. However, if he peels them and collects them in his hand, he'd be chayiv to give Meiser. Rabbi says the same halacha would apply to be chayiv for doing a malach on Shabbos. If it is peeled and eaten, he'd be potter. If it is peeled and put in his hand, he'd be chayiv. In fact, my Rav's wives, Rav Chia's wives, would peel and collect for eating later on Shabbos. The Gemara, Blaz's statement was made on the latter part of the Mishnah, which discusses separating the kernel from the chaff. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel asked, can it be that peeling and collecting the kernel is considered to be the final steps for Meiser purposes, but not for purposes of Shabbos? So Rav Sheish and Rav Vidi said, we find the Mishnah that says that piling cucumbers and onions is considered to be a final act for purposes of Meiser, but one would be potter for doing so on Shabbos. The reason being that on Shabbos, one's only chayiv for performing a melechas machsheves. Peeling would be chayiv in Meiser, and would be potter from Shabbos, because it's also not melechas machsheves for that reason. How should one rub the ears of grain on Yom Tov? Presumably it should be done in a different way than it's done during the week. So by name, Rabbi Yosef said it should be done by using only his thumb and one other finger. Rabbi Avia name, Rabbi Yosef said he may even use his thumb and two other fingers. Rava said since he's doing it differently than usual because he's only using one hand, he can even use all the fingers on that hand. Vekmar, how should one fan with his hand to separate the chaff from the kernels? So Rav Abba Rav said he should do so while holding the mixture in his fingers, not in his palm. In Eretz Yisrael, they said once he's doing it differently than he does during the week, because normally you spill it from hand to hand, here he's not doing that. So Rav Azor, you can even hold the mixture in the palm of your hand as well, and it won't be a problem. Based on this, Rav Elazar said he may fan it with one hand, and he may use all his might when doing so, because it's not going to be an issue.